What's going on, people, man? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man, and I'm back at it again. I know I've been a few months off with it, when I know maybe not even a month. It's been about damn near a year now, but I'm back at it with Daily Talks with Link, man, and this is the podcast where it's just going to be a lot of vibes going on, you know what I'm saying? I just going to be putting myself into a good vibe. So whenever you see me on here talking, or you know, you listening to me talking, I'm just really trying to catch a good vibe and keep things going, you know. But further notice, I want to just talk about goddamn shit, accountability, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that's been heavy on my head. And I think a lot of my peers, man, we don't really take that into consideration, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we focus on it, and I don't think we know how important that is, you know. Like the other day, I was talking to my brother, you know what I'm saying, and then he kind of threw an excuse in, you know what I'm saying, and I'm like, bro, it's an excuse, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be held accountable. You know what I'm saying? That regardless of whatever you saying, you still, somebody got to be held accountable. You know what I'm saying? And I think if people was more, I guess we shouldn't even make it to how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, being accountable is such a bad thing. Or, you know, I don't even know how that got that kind of stigma on it. In my opinion, I think it's a little weird now that I'm thinking about it. It's like, when you think accountable, you don't necessarily feel like, unless it's something good, you know what I'm saying? I guess we're gonna say bad account on bad accounts. Cause like, anytime somebody doing some mess up, say you know what I'm saying, say you the owner of a store, you know, and today business was pretty good, but then you got 3 or 4 complaints about your customer service. So, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, when that whoever the customers made that phone call to, you are going to be held accountable because you are the manager or owner of that store. You know what I'm saying? So they gonna look at you as holding it accountable. Essentially, essentially, I guess that was kind of a bad example, because, you know, customer service is really boiled down. Well, not really, because at the end of the day, it's your store, so you gonna get the review, which is gonna make, yeah, at the end of the day, it's your, yeah, okay. But anyway, shit, I hope I ain't confused y'all on that. But yeah, being accountable, I find that shit hard for myself sometimes too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I get in positions where it's like, damn, I knew some shit was supposed to be done, but I didn't get it done. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm all bad, but, you know, head all down, you know, feeling sad and shit. But at the end of the day, I can't get mad at nobody because I gotta hold myself accountable to that, you know? So I think that's something big I think I can rock with. Yeah, very much in terms of that. Like if I can just being held, I guess having accountability and then holding yourself accountable. You know what I'm saying? I guess having accountability will allow yourself to be, having accountability would allow you to make yourself accountable. Well, yeah, will allow you to be held yourself accountable. Because if you don't have accountability, I mean, it's you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not going, you know what I mean? It's not going to pretty much register. So I guess it's something within. You got to, you know what I'm saying? And I really want my peers, because I'm starting to see just like a lot of people don't want to be held accountable for things they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of scary, and, you know, a little scary. That's one thing. That's why I even talked about it today, because I just feel like you got to be held accountable for anything. And in terms of relationships, you know what I'm saying? That's one big thing I'm having a hard time with myself too, just being held accountable in certain situations in a relationship. Like, shit, my girl might feel a certain type of way about something. She'd tell me about it. I follow up and do it again. You know what I'm saying? And then she get mad, and we back and forth, we arguing. But I'm arguing some bullshit, because whatever I got to argue don't even matter, because she already told me. that she wasn't fucking with whatever I did, and I followed up and did it again. So what I'm talking is pure bullshit, period, point blank. That's at the end of the discussion. I'm not holding myself accountable. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to avoid everything and mix up situations and shit like that. So I think that's very, very impactful in a million ways. Cause I've been in, done did that shit a few times, and it's like, for myself, I don't really even noticing that I'm doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like a nigga just do that shit, and it's like crazy, cause when you get, like, after everything's said and done, then you get time to reflect, and then you're like, damn, I gotta hold myself accountable. So, I mean, accountability ain't gonna be something you gain overnight or learn overnight, but for sure, you know what I'm saying, it's an everyday process, and it's something you just gotta be mindful of. I think that's the biggest thing. You gotta be very mindful of it, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things go throughout the day, and you can be running and whooping, but you still got to be held accountable to what you know what I mean? Whatever your business is, that's what it's going to be. Hold yourself accountable for your own business. You know what I'm saying? That's my motto. Hold yourself accountable for your own business. Meaning, when you doing some shit and it involves you and you trying to get it done and shit goes wrong and go left and, you know, shit fuck up, you have to be the one to take accountability. You have to be held accountable of the situation. You can't be the one running around whining about the shit. Oh, I didn't know, and this and that. Coming up with excuses. You know what I'm saying? Say the excuses, man. You just got to be the one who holds accountable. For sure. Yeah. For sure. But, yeah. Today been I guess I could talk about myself a little bit. I normally don't, you know, I ain't getting too much of myself, but shit, life's been pretty, you know, I guess it's 2020. This would be the first podcast for 2020. But I can say life has been weird, you know. Like right now, life has been a little weird. Life has been a little weird, I can say that, for 2020. With the whole COVID crisis and everything like that, life's been very weird. Excuse me. And one thing I didn't really take into consideration, too, is being goddamn grateful for shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit I'm really big on right now, like, being grateful for shit too. Like, any situation you get down in, anytime something bad, shit could be a lot worse, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit could, even with like shit that's really fucked up, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you gotta be grateful for what you do and what you're going to have. You just gotta be grateful for stuff like that. People in your corner, you know, everyday life, you know what I'm saying? Waking up every morning to kiss your children, you know what I'm saying? To wake up and see your kids talk to you, you know what I mean? Being able to walk, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to be that. I think a lot of that stuff, you just gotta be grateful. I think, you know what I'm saying, times are changing and we're getting into a weird position, you know what I'm saying? It's like we want to move. Everybody want to move fast. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody's taking their time. I think that's one of the biggest issues we having too. And just as a society too on that level. Because like everything has to be microwave hot. You know what I mean? And then it ain't going to work. Because microwave hot always get cold fast. So society's got us thinking we need to hurry up and get shit and be quicker. You know what I'm saying? All within certain time frames. And it's like, step back out of life and just take what everything around you that you got and take it and be grateful. I think that's something major we gotta really like focus and push, like just being grateful. You know what I'm saying? Even for the fruits of your labor. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be grateful for things of that nature. You got to, because if ain't nobody gonna appreciate something, if you ain't gonna appreciate your own fruits of your labor, ain't nobody will. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real. Like, if you working and working and working, and you trying to succeed, but you ain't, you know what I'm saying? And there you see, little, you ain't never taking a break to sit back and be grateful for the success for yourself and your family and everybody else you doing it for. It ain't gonna mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's not. So I really want everybody who out here working and grinding and hustling, you know what I mean, out here doing y'all thing, you gotta always take a step back, man, and just be grateful for everything around it. You know what I'm saying? You got to, because, I mean, if you don't, who will? You know what I'm saying? It's what you doing in your life and things you trying to provide for your family and perform for everybody. You got to be able to appreciate that, your efforts. You know what I mean? You got to. I think a lot of people don't realize that shit, too. Like, somebody be working a job so damn much and be like, damn, the job ungrateful. The job don't do this. The job don't do that. And it's like, bruh, you not enjoying the fruits of your labor. You know what I'm saying? You want to work every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bruh, take some time off. Enjoy what you doing. You know what I'm saying? Be grateful for what you got going on. And that's what I mean. Be grateful for your own fruits of your labor. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? You always got to be mindful of self. I think that's something, too. We focusing on that big time now. You know what I'm saying? I guess, like, as we, you know what I'm saying, as I see us evolving, I mean, we focus on self. I feel like that's a big topic that gets thrown around. But self is something I feel like we, as a collective, is just learning. Like, a better me is a better for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm at my top, I'm not, everybody around me gonna get top 100%. Me at my best abilities. You know what I'm saying? If I'm at my peak of my max level that I'm supposed to be in, because I'm taking care of myself, everybody around me is going to be getting nothing but top me and top level vibes from me. You know what I'm saying? Everything else. So if you take care of yourself, best believe everything around you going to be good. I feel like, you know, we in a fast society. Everybody want everything quick. Everybody looking for something. Everybody want something. Take your time, man. And focus on yourself. You know what I mean? When you get yourself right, then you start to see other things coming in naturally, organically. You ain't got to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start to see these blessings come down. You know what I mean? Because you focusing on yourself. I mean, of course, if you got children, we know how that's going to go. Of course, you got to take care of your kids. Do that. But I mean, in terms of like just mental breaks for yourself, meditation, all that type of things is taking care of yourself. So if you're able to do that, it's easy out here. That's why I want everybody out there to just very much take care of yourself. I don't think that's got to be very imprint, a big imprint for everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you can do self-care, we wouldn't have to worry. A lot of other care wouldn't even be as bad. Because, you know what I'm saying? You'll have sick people taking care of sick people. You know what I mean? It's like they not even goddamn cleaned up themselves. They ain't even got it they self right. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think one thing, if you think about it, every time somebody talk about a certain situation, they always end up saying something like, damn, they ain't even got they self right. You know what I'm saying? Because self is like the first thing. Like, you can always handle yourself. Granted, it's people out there who's better at taking some, you know, it's certain situations. But for the most part, you would want people to take care of themselves at a maximum and best altitude they can. The highest. I think that's got to be a big one too. People have to take care of themselves. I think, and we got to take care of ourselves. Got to take care of ourselves. And yeah, man. I guess I can get into talking about how consistent I want to be more with this podcast. Like, I know I got hella goddamn episodes where I'm talking about being consistent and shit. But boy, that shit is some real shit. That's some self shit. I've been working on that shit. I've been wanting to continue podcasting for a while. But shit, I always be inconsistent with it. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm like, shit, I ain't got shit going on. In reality, you know, working and shit. Trying to maintain certain shit. So now I can just put a little time into this. A little more focus. Help myself out. I just want everybody to tune in, you know. Because I'm going to have some great talks on her. I'm going to have guests and everything like that. So, let's tune in to the podcast. And I'm going for sure keep you guys entertained. All right. I guess I can go into the news today. Let me check out the news. You know, I don't really do too much politics anyway. You know what I'm saying? Politics was never me for real. Like, in reality, I never really was huge on politics. You know what I mean? But it's all good. I guess I'm gonna get into it a little bit. Which states has the best pandemic response? Okay. So they say New York is reopening safely and preventing evictions. Louisiana is playing school catch up. They're talking about Michigan is ending racial disparities. Okay. That's crazy. That's crazy. They're ending racial disparities. I guess I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we had too many good pandemic. I guess I'm in Georgia, so I don't think we had a lot of good pandemic responses, in my opinion. I really don't. Like I'm saying, reopening safely, I don't think we did that. I don't think Georgia did that well. Preventing eviction, I don't think they're doing that well at all either. Ending racial disparities, I don't know, that's interesting. I don't know. I guess racial disparities and shit, I don't know. When we talk about race and shit, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, it's there, but it ain't, it's almost like it ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only there in certain situations. You know what I'm saying? It's not like your everyday situation, but it's only there in certain situations, what makes it so, so weird. Like, race, racial, it's so weird. It's only certain situations. But I'm glad they ended disparities out there in Michigan. In Louisiana, like I said, they having school catch up. Alaska is proactive testing. That's a good response to them. I guess I can say that's a good response. It's always cold there and stuff, so I can definitely see that being a good reason to keep it going there. And then it looked like the state is protecting an urban center. Okay. I guess that's cool. Racial justice. I fuck with the Twizzlers, by the way. These shits is slapping. No lie. It's probably like my top five candy of all time. I fuck with these. I fuck with the Twizzlers. I've been bumping that down. Oh baby, bring it on to me. Bring it on, bring it on. Cut on you, no, no, no diamond. Bring it on, you know, no diamond. She was jamming on that one. Technology, yeah, I'm always into the technology joint. That's something I'm really into too, by the way. I love anything dealing with tech, you know what I'm saying? I love tech, I love it. It can be any type of tech, I'm just into all technology. And I'm also a huge gamer also, so you know, I get into my game modes and hoops and shit like that. I play 2K. I'm a gamer though. I'm a big gamer. But yeah. Google Analytics update used machines for Surface. Google Analytics is something I think everybody should have if they're doing anything dealing with websites, you know what I'm saying? Marketing, digital marketing for one especially, but anything to track your your traffic, you know what I'm saying? I think that's big in terms of marketing and things of that nature. But yeah, I think that's pretty big. MIDI controller swaps piano keys for 30. Wow. They going crazy. Yes, man, it is going crazy. But, yeah. Shit. I guess that's going to wrap it up for today. You know, just another episode with me. But, stay tuned. I'm going to have them coming pretty much every week for now. You know, so pretty much every week I'm going to have them coming. So just tune in to me, rock with me, and stay focused. And always remember, keep the good vibes.